we sold this one out, and then he went into the hospital, was in the hospital for months, and I run this barbecue place, and also it was a bus stop and a filling station, all combination, and we served the people on the bus stop there, and they ate. And we, of course, our barbecue was known for miles and miles around. We served it, and then he got out of the hospital and helped me, and then my health got bad, and then we sold that out, and we went back to the farm, and we raised chickens, and we had layers. We sold eggs. We had this huge building of hens, and then we had cattle. We raised beef cattle, and we also had milk cows. We milked cows and sold milk and butter, and that for a period of time, and then we hired these colored, we had this house built for these colored people, and they operated that, and we sold the chickens out and all, and granddaddy had to go to the hospital and stay 2 years, and he was in the veterans hospital in Atlanta, and he was so wounded in service, and so he had this operation which confined him for 2 years. And then when he got out of the hospital, we bought the store out in Palmetto, which was a very large store, and also building. We bought the building, and we operated that. It was real, we sold all kinds of groceries and meats. We had meat counter, and but it was very amusing there. We had one man. He was blind. He was young, and he was unfortunate. Was shot and put his eyes out, and he had this dog for blind, and he'd come sit at the store, and this dog would come. It's very amusing there, but we served a lot of people in and around Palmetto. And then Pearl Harbor was bombed, and we had this plantation farm rented out, and the people moved out, and so these nephew of mine called, and which I had to move back to see after the cattle. And when he could get a building in Grantville, we moved the store back, and we had the store. We were in store business for 28 years, off and on for 28 years. And he was in and out the hospital, and I had to operate the store with a lot of help. And then it just got so big, and his health got so bad, we bought this little building then back over in front of the mill village and served just the people on the mill village. And then he had to go back into the hospital. He was sent to Memphis, Tennessee to Kennedy Hospital, which was county one of the biggest veterans hospital, and they diagnosed his case as his feet were frozen in Paris, France, but he also developed lung cancer.